Community Conversations with Community Centres SA. Here's Kerry Ackermans.
Meditation. We all know it's good for us. We all know we should be doing it, but it's not always easy. Today, I'll be speaking to Tanya Duff-Titler, who is an expert in meditation, and not only that, in giving sound healing. I went along to one of her sessions and was amazed by these beautiful crystal singing bowls that she had. We're going to be talking today about how to still that busy monkey mind and how sound healing can help with that. Welcome, Tanya, to Community Conversations. This is a podcast that I'm hoping is for all of us who have those busy monkey minds and can't keep them still. There's a lot going on out there in the world, and so today we're going to talk about keeping those minds still, and you're going to do some sound healing for us. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here.
Tanya, you've been involved with meditations for a long time, and I've come along to your sessions in your beautiful space you have at Unley. And we were talking about how difficult it is for people to keep those minds still. Tell us about your journey. What got you into meditation?
Okay, so a friend of mine invited me to a meditation class at a spiritualist church. So I went along with her, and it had been something that I had been, you know, feeling into and thinking about for some time, but it's always easier and a nicer entry into any endeavor when you go with, you know, someone you're close with to help you with that. So I started sitting on Mondays and participating in the meditation class, and then the church shut down. This was probably after about 5 years, and then I was nominated to take on the class by the committee and some long-term, we call them sitters, so people who were sitting in meditation, and so I've been holding space for people for 2 years now.
And what does it actually mean to meditate? I mean, I always think of, I think I've mentioned this to you, of Julia Roberts in Eat, Pray, Love, and I won't use the word that she used, but after 2 minutes, she thought, I can't do this.
Yeah. So I guess meditation has several different connotations. There are different meditation schools of thought and processes, from Vipassana, which says you sit in silence and follow their theory and meditative process 2 times a day for an hour each time. So that's just one, you know, people may say that is extreme. And then if we go to someone like Gandhi, he did walking meditations where he didn't wear shoes, he grounded and connected with the earth. And by walking, it took his mind to a place of what he would call stillness. Some meditations will get people to quiet their mind. I like to use the word quiet because people get almost put off or horrified by the word stillness. So it's about quieting your mind and taking your parasympathetic nervous system and your mind into a state of relaxation. So really meditation is to promote, you know, physical, mental and emotional like well-being by quieting down your mind, your body, tapping into your heart, you know, tapping into what we call our higher self, which is our consciousness. But stilling the mind is a type of meditation, but for many people it's not the ultimate goal.
And of course, Tanya, it's those thoughts that race around our heads. How does that impact on our bodies when we sit there and we look at the news, which is the worst thing that you could do, or you speak to anybody and they then transfer everything that's happening in their lives? What do those thoughts do? Because it's not the thoughts that are harming us. It's what happens from those thoughts. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So the thoughts or the things we consider, be they conversations with other people or watching the news or listening to the radio or even watching a TV show or movie or anything, it's all of those, if we call them, you know, energy pulses. So energetically, whatever we listen to, whatever we experience, whatever we feel affects our mind, our body, our soul, they all affect it. So a few ways we can mitigate that is by, the first is actually understanding and like really concentrating on how you feel after engaging with someone or something, right? That's the first sign, because your body is your first sign. That's why we have the flight or fight mode, you know, or your gut feeling, butterflies in your stomach. So physically it'll hit you first. So it's about monitoring that and then either putting in boundaries or acknowledging things and then limiting it, right? But if we do find ourselves in a heightened state, right, then one of the ways we can mitigate that is through putting ourselves in a, I like to call it a meditative environment. So not so much focusing on this stillness of the mind or the meditation, but allowing yourself permission and time to go into a place or a space or a feeling where we can start realigning our parasympathetic nervous system and our mind. And that can be done through creating a meditative space. So it could be silent meditation, it could be mantra meditation, so positive affirmations. It could be a sound journey, it could be a scripted meditation that you listen to. Another great one is to listen to binaural beats, which actually you listen to with headphones. It splits the left and right hemisphere of your brain and therefore simultaneously having an adverse effect on what we call the monkey mind.
I need some more binaural beats.
Yeah, they are great.
Tanya, I can't do the silent one, but I can do a guided. Mm-hmm. And then when I experienced your sound healing, I found mm-hmm. that amazing, because that's what I was focusing on, was the sounds. I couldn't do a mantra. If there's silence, yep. I'm looking all around the room. But the sounds really resonated for me.
Yeah, so, and that's the beauty of sound healing or sound journeys or sound baths or sound meditations, is that you may enter the space in a heightened state of feeling or awareness, right? But if you actually just drop in and listen to the sounds, right, those sounds will have a subliminal effect on your mind and body, and without you realizing, your mind starts to settle. You may go on a what we call meditative journey. So your mind may possibly go blank. You may get answers to some questions, or you may just feel a sense of relaxation. And all of those things under the banner of meditation are good for your mind, your body, and your soul. I think fixating on this stillness of the mind, which is a form of meditation, right? But it takes years to get there. And even as a seasoned practitioner, you ask people that have been doing it for years, and I'm the first one to say, sometimes when I sit there, and I just can't. I have a monkey mind. And then I acknowledge my thoughts and try and remove myself and pretend my thoughts are now going down a river. They're flowing with the current and they're flowing away from me. So it's not trying to jump into that stillness or saying I don't have this monkey mind or these active thoughts. It's about letting them go.
I love those words, letting them go. Today we're talking to Tanya Duff-Titler about meditation and how sound healing can help us ease those busy minds. We're going to have a practice of this, because you've got your mm-hmm. fabulous singing crystal balls, which are just bowls, which are just absolutely amazing, and a bit mm-hmm. of rainforest. So I will stop our chat now and let's mm-hmm. get into some sound healing for the next 10 minutes.
Okay, so just find a really nice, comfortable position to drop your body in, just really acknowledging self, acknowledging that you've come here to just momentarily rest your mind, rest your body, and rest your soul. I invite you to take a deep, slow breath in and a slow exhalation, allowing your body to begin to settle. I invite you to take another deep, slow breath in through your nose focusing on pranayama, breath, energy, life force, and an exhalation. Feeling your body really beginning to settle. I invite you to take another deep, slow breath in through your nose, and this time the exhalation is the real big sigh. Letting go of any tension that you may be holding on to. I now invite you to feel the vibration of the sound washing over you. Like a warm wave of calm. Let the vibration soften your shoulders. Feeling the vibration run through your body. Allow the vibration to relax your jaw, soften your eyes, soften your forehead. Feeling the vibration move down your shoulders, relaxing them, softening down into your elbows, feeling your arms getting heavier. Let the vibration move down to your hands. As the vibration continues, feel anything you are holding on to. Move out through your hands, out through your fingertips, and out into the ether. Releasing and letting go. Let this state linger for a while. With each breath, allowing yourself to relax even further. Visualize a beautiful iridescent white crystal. Feeling the resonance of the crystal moving through you, relaxing your core. This ancient
crystal energy working through your body. Relaxing your muscles, calming your thoughts. Feeling a sense of calmness. Getting ready to fully drop in. Listening to the deep resonance of the gong. Allowing your spine to unfold.
Everyone's probably asleep now, Tanya, I hope. From that, I know that I certainly am feeling it. Thank you.
Awesome.
That was beautiful, those sounds in the background. Thank you for that. Tanya, how do people find out more about sound healing and what you do?
So they can find out about sound healing and effects on the mind and the body and the soul just through researching sound healing or sound bath. There's so much good information out there. Obviously, that we are very blessed in South Australia to have lots of very, very good practitioners. I run sound journeys and events. I have a guide called Ahanita, so, you know, you can find me on Instagram or Facebook. But also, if you ask around or if you want to reach out, depending on, you know, where, what location you are. The sound healing community is pretty tight, so we all kind of know each other, even if it's one person removed. And there's, you know, great community pages on like Facebook called Spiritual Community SA, and they are always showcasing different events that are good for the soul. So yes, we are very blessed in SA with the practitioners that we have available to access here.
Well, thank you very much for your generous sharing today, Tanya, and I'm now feeling in a very floaty mood, so I'm going to have to unfortunately wake myself up for the rest of the day. But thank you for joining Community Conversations.
Oh, thank you so much for the invite.
On behalf of all the Community Centres SA teams, thanks for listening. Feel free to get in touch with us at communitycentressa.asn.au. We'll be back next week. But wherever you are, at home, with your work and in your daily life, we hope that we have planted a seed to enable ongoing community conversations.
Community Conversations. For more information, check out communitycentressa.asn.au.